Wow. Hey, y'all. Come on in. Come on in. Yes. Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. I am your host, Silk, and you are my co-host, my Diamond Dream Team. And as Diamond would always say, it takes a team to build a dream. So I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Be sure to like and share this broadcast. I want you all to share it everywhere and let them know that Silk is on the air. Oh yes, I am. I'm here right here, baby. I'm here. I had me a very, very great weekend. I surely did. Got me a little rest. And of course I had to, do a little babysitting, but I didn't mind at all. It was my great niece came over to visit a great aunt, and we did a lot of good things. She was so fun. She's funny too. But anywho, you all, I had a great time. I really, really did. I really did. So now I'm back and full of fat, ready to attack these demonic bastards that want to destroy our country. Yes, I surely am. I surely am. So be sure to share this broadcast everywhere. Tonight, we're going to be talking to Terry Newsom, Mr. Terry Newsom, and Mr. Devin Jones there in Chicago. We got so many people that's leaving that Democrat plantation. They running off that Democrat plantation, honey. They're running off of it. They surely are. That's right. And I want to make sure I spotlight individuals that's running off that Democrat plantation. I want people to know what's going on, to see what's going on here in our country. That's right. That's right. All right. So share it. Share. Don't forget to download the Frank Speech app, the Frank Social app. It's two different apps and it's absolutely free. Download them. If you have any questions, email them to diamondandsilk@gmail.com. That's diamondandsilk@gmail.com. Email them. Shout out to everyone joining me live there on Getter Live, Rumble Live, Frank Speech Live, all of the different places that's carrying me live and got the chats there. Shout out to each and every one of you. Be sure to give thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. That's right. Like and follow the page as well. And share the page as well. Okay. Shout out to Lindell TV, RSBN Network, CTA TV, the Stripes TV, Blessed News Network, to Eagle News Network, and to all of the other different networks that's carrying the Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live show on your platform. Shout out to you. Shout out to you. You all, the show is sponsored by MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, where you can get the MyPillow 2.0, the My Mattress Topper 2.0, the sheets, the slippers, the towels, the loungewear, and so much more right there at mypillow.com. Be sure to use promo code Diamond. And don't forget about the My Coffee as well. Get the My Coffee, y'all. Get the My Coffee at mystore.com. I always say the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake with My Coffee. So don't be hasty. Go on over there and get you something tasty at mystore.com. Use promo code Diamond. They have so many other American-based businesses over there at mystore.com. You all go over there and do your shopping over there, okay? Do your shopping over there and support American-based businesses, all right? Also, you all, the show is sponsored by patchthat.com. Patchthat.com. I am absolutely loving these LifeWave patches and exploring the different combinations. Now, you all know that with me being a real chick, that's legit. Occasionally, I have me some hot flashes. So I, have a combination of patches that I've been using since April the 4th, 4/4/24. And you all I can tell you is incredible, but I'm still utilizing it before I give you the combination for the simple fact I want to make sure that it's working and that it's not just me or in my mind. All right. So soon I will be letting you all know how I'm using this combination of patches real soon. And all I can say is on day one, since 4/4/24, when I started using this combination of patches, I have not had no hot flashes. None. None whatsoever. And I'm like, wow, this is just out of sight. This is incredible, you all. So, and look, no medicine, no drugs, no stimulant, none of that. goes inside of your body. It's basically photo light therapy. And it's amazing how God made the light for our bodies. That's right. Our bodies is for the light, huh? And I'm just allowing it to do what it needs to do. Now, yeah, I done took all of these different herbs. Now, I'm not knocking no herbs because it has helped, all right? But for some to just knock it right on out, and then I'm feeling like breezy, like I'm not hot, huh? I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. So you all, that's patchstat.com, patchstat.com. Go get you some S39 patches, S49 patches. There's so many different patches that you can get. I love the combination patch, especially the ice wave patch, where you can put a set up here on your shoulder and the other set underneath your feet. Yes, 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 yes. And how it governs your entire body and open up those channels, open up the energy. I love them. I surely do. So that's patchthat.com. And also, don't forget to support all of my other affiliates and sponsors at diamondandsilkstore.com, including getting the We Want Trump bumper stickers. That's right. We want Trump. Uh-huh. We want Trump. And I'm going to tell you all something. After all of this here different bullcrap that's been going on in our country, there are so many people that is turning to Trump, wanting Trump, want President Trump back. That's right. Yes, because they know that he was the man with the master plan to make America great again. Now I got to do it again. Because Jim Crow, Joe Biden, and this regime, this dictatorious regime, have just monked this country right on up. That's exactly what they did. They monked it up. Yes, 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 yes. And to talk about or to show just how bad they monked up this particular country, I went in and I found me a selection of clips that I want my producers to play you all. I'm going to be talking about the $252 million being spent on illegal aliens. They call them migrants. These are aliens because the law calls these people aliens. They don't call them migrants. They call them aliens. One of the clips is going to talk about the gangs and turf war there happening in Chicago. All right. The health system being overwhelmed by illegal aliens. Because our tax dollars is being used to pay, let me calm down, it's being used to pay for these illegal aliens and their health care and how to see Black people just speaking out against these illegal aliens. And then to see how they coming together talking about needing all these work permits for these illegal aliens. Work permits for illegal aliens when you got American citizens that can work the jobs. And from my understanding, I'm hearing that all of the different jobs that's been created under Jim Crow, Joe Biden, and his regime has all gone to foreigners and illegal aliens. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing now. Don't quote me on it, but that's what I'm hearing. So I want my producers to please play the slew of clips back to back to back. I will truly appreciate it. Y'all sit back and look at this.
From August of last year to December of this year, they will spend $252 million on the migrants. $252 million. 17,000 migrants come into this city. And just in Chicago. If we just break that in half and they become families, you got 8,500 families. Hispanics have 3.5 children. I'm submitting to you, in one generation, just one generation, the Black vote will be null. They will have an additional 24,000 people on the voting rolls, along with the Hispanic population already here. They're playing chess, and you all are playing checkers. You are damning our youth, our next generation, to poverty by you all doing these political speeches. One generation, our youth, our vote will be null in all of these six sanctuary cities. And what are you going to do about that?
So I told y'all about what was going on in Chicago and they took my video down. Why don't they want me talking about what's happening in the hoods across the country right now? They took my video down because I told you that they are forming gangs from these other countries across the hood in the US right now. They took my video down because I said my friends are calling me and telling me that something is going on and that they are on every street corner all through the hood. And on that video, people in New York, in Colorado, in Phoenix are all saying that the exact same thing is happening. Why don't they want us to talk about that? We better wake up and we better start talking to each other, because it looks like they are using us and they are going to use this open border issue as a way for us all to go against one another. The video hasn't even been up a whole hour. It had almost 25,000 views, and they know that something stinks and we're hip to the shit.
What we've seen on the news, reported and written and on video and television, hospitals in sanctuary cities right now, New York City, Denver, San Diego, Chicago, Boston, tell us that they're at risk of collapsing financially due to the overwhelming number of illegal migrants flooding their emergency rooms and the clinics. We're essentially getting free care, having the American people pay for their care. Clinic in Chicago reported seeing nearly 16,000 migrants last year, illegal immigrants. The cost of their care totals over $30 million. This is what the hospital is reporting, paid for by American taxpayers.
All these resources that have not come to us, now you want to overly compensate for people who never lived here before, and they need to be taken care of first and foremost before anything else happens here.
Why would any leader put our black communities, already riddled with crime, at further risk by placing unvetted non-taxpayers steps away from our seniors, our children, and our homes we've worked so hard on our own to secure?
Beautiful. We are at war, people. Our communities are at war. They are violating our communities, and we asking that we have, we across the country, we asking and we're demanding for office of black America, whatever you want to call it, to deal with issues like this.
I did get placed on a wait list, but I was told that the immigrants were taking priority. And that's a story that a lot of people don't know, and it hurt me. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I understand we need to be humanitarian, but these people are, that my participants are third and fourth generation Chicagoans, born, bred, fed, and raised here. My grandmother, Mayrose Carrington, rest in peace, always said, Craig, charity starts at home first, always, and then it goes abroad.
Politically, having over 500 people in our community would completely wipe out any interest we have.
Many of these migrants have been dumped in our neighborhoods without a plan in place to monitor and house them long term.
I'm not selling nothing. And I keep telling people, you don't have to move. If you sell, they gonna come in. If you don't sell, we gotta stand strong with
them. That's right. You just get started.
These videos, what's going on in Chicago, while many of you in the community don't have a job, these people are literally being assisted all the way around. Let's go ahead and roll.
18th Police District, a sea of tents and blue tarps. More than 2,500 migrants wait for housing at police stations like this one. Some of the more than 20,000 new arrivals have been bused to Chicago, many of them bringing skills that could be put to work here.
It's very important because if you're looking for a job, that's the first thing that you're asked if you have a work permit.
Anna came to Chicago in September, but is still waiting for a permit.
Claro. Like, that's one of the main reasons why we immigrated and folks come to the United States, is to be able to work and be able to have a job that offers them the support for their family.
But starting this week, a new program and a series of workshops could help speed up the process of getting work permits for as many as 11,000 asylum seekers.
At the workshops, they will be going through a legal screening, so attorneys will determine if the immigrant is eligible to apply, and if they are, then volunteers will help with the application itself.
Work permits are extremely important for anyone who is looking for stability, because it allows people to work legally and earn good income.
While the program will help new arrivals, it will do little for the 180,000 estimated undocumented people here in Chicago still waiting for work permits. For security reasons, the locations of the workshops are not being made public. Migrants will be notified and then transported to them.
It would be a really great help because it would offer a faster process.
The Resurrection Project. We went to their site. Let's go ahead on and look at that. This is the Resurrection Project's website, the resurrectionproject.org. As the lady that was speaking, as you heard in the piece, Arindira Rendon, that's her. Now it says, just look at the headline. The Resurrection Project to pilot a work permits program in coordination with the White House, Biden administration, Illinois, the state government, Governor Pritzker, and Chicago, Brandon Johnson.
Wow, that is so sad. You know, it's a lot of collusion that's going on here, but it's so glad to see people finally waking up. And I'm happy about this. So here to help break down this and so much more, please welcome to the show, Mr. Terry Newsom and Devin Jones. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you all so much for coming on to the show. That's very disturbing. When I was going through doing my research and looking at the different things that's happening in Chicago, you know, we see some things in passing, but to sit there and actually study it and know it. And when I look at that, I'm like, that's what's coming here. We all better get used to this and understand what they're doing there in Chicago. It's going to be eventually spreading all around. So Devin, you know, I understand that you are the Chicago 18th Ward Republican committeeman, South Side Republican, there in Chicago. Americans are also getting off that Democrat plantation and the Trump. Can you please let everybody know about your organization real quick? Unmute. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes. I cannot hear you, Devin. All right.
You want me to fill in while we're waiting for him?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, with Terry, you was raised in an Italian-American Democrat household and yes. neighborhood. And they're also, you know, they're also getting off that Democrat plantation as well. Yep. So let's talk about that, you know, the Italian family, because when we think of Chicago, all we think is black, but there's many Americans there that's suffering because of the Biden regime. So elaborate on what's going on there
sure.
in your neck of the woods.
Sure. Well, and real quick for Devin, we, you know, where his mm-hmm. office is blocks from where I grew up with my family, right? And it's the same neighborhood and stuff. And, you know, I grew mm-hmm. up in the Southwest Side. My dad worked for the city of Chicago. I think I was only five blocks from where Devin lives right now. And at the time mm-hmm. when I grew up, and we all were city workers, you know, our fathers, my uncle's president of the union, and the Democrats are no longer what they, I mean, you know this, right? I think most of us know this. They're not what they once were. And the rank and file union members are fed up with what's going on. They're tired of being used now that, you know, they're, you know, the African-American community, the minorities community, the China, everyone, even out in the Western suburbs now, they're out here. You know, just a few days ago, a Venezuelan stabbed his wife, almost decapitated her, killed her in front of their two children just 2 days ago, right here in the Western suburbs of Venezuela.
Oh, my goodness.
And then Oak Brook Mall, which is a high-end mall, they caught multiple Venezuelans that come in teams, and they go into this mall, and some of them have been arrested many, many times. So they're organizing, and they're working with local criminals, and they're being sent on missions to go and shoplift from all the suburban areas. They're throughout the minority communities. You know, I got into some of these shelters. You know, I turned my hat backwards. I had my leather jacket. Yeah. I look Hispanic. I get in. I get past the guards. They got metal yeah. detectors in there. They got wands. They're aggressive. They don't want us filming. The Inn of Chicago, which is right off the Magnificent Mile. I ran a police report. It came out in stories this week. I asked for 12 months of one of 30 centers. I got 200 pages, Silk, of police reports. Child sexual abuse, child neglect, four-year-old kid being molested, a man getting stabbed in the head with a scissors, another woman slapped by her husband because she was sending our tax dollars back to Venezuela to her parents. He found out about this. He sent the money back. Numerous folks got caught with drugs or driving without a license. There's another clip, and again, because I wanted to talk about Devin and the community. There's me and Ben Berquam. We went to another center. I caught Venezuelans making a drug deal. They got out and confronted us, and then they called other cars to.
You know, I saw that video. I did not realize that it was your video. I would have played that video had I realized that. But yeah, so we now have illegal aliens on our street corners selling drugs. Okay.
Yes.
So technically the drug dealers have been replaced with illegal aliens.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen in African-American communities, especially, is that these guys are all, Latinos and Hispanics, right? And we've got all the problems, as you know, with our gangs. There's going to be a big, big, huge problem because who are they going to gravitate to? The Hispanic gangs, right? There's going to be big, this, mark my word, this summer there's going to be massive, massive turf wars going on in the city of Chicago. And these people are not, some of them are asylum seekers, right? My grandparents came from it. But most of these people are being coached. They're not asylum seekers. I got pictures of them flashing, that Trend de la Argo gang. I got multiple pictures of them. I'm going filming them, and they're flashing their gang signs at me. Or they're coming out giving me the finger in America. And then when I came home last week from spring break with my wife and twins, so I went to the center, the location in O'Hare Airport. I said to my son, I go, come with daddy, we're going illegal hunting. So we went to the garage where they have them at, and they're still set up there. They're receiving them. There was no airplane at the time coming in, right? But they have guards there, food, everything to accept them. They're flying them in later at night now. So when we walked out, my son's like, oh, Dad, the Chicago policeman's coming after you. And I turn around. And I said, are you here? Because I had a confrontation with these handlers. Oh, no, no. Mm-hmm. And I told him, he goes, he's on our side, the police officers. And I showed him that video of me and Ben with that car. You know what the officer said to me and my son? He goes, where they're getting these cars from? I go, yeah, they're stolen. No, he goes, the city of Chicago, after they're impounded for 21 days, the cops said, he goes, they're giving them to the Venezuelans. I swear, as he said this in front of me. So I'm trying to do FOIAs to find out. And, that one guy said they spent $250 million. It's $1 billion between the state of Illinois, the city of Chicago. And another thing I noticed in those FOIA reports, 200 pages, right, for just 1 year. That when the police show up, right, they pull the police officers off of the community beat, right? So they show up to the center. What they have to call the fire department, ambulance. They take them to University of Chicago, Lurie's Hospital, Northwestern Hospital when they get beat up and attacked by each other. Those are costs that we don't even know what are we're paying for. And then there's another, if you're from Chicago, you might have heard of Bono Beef. It's an Italian beef stand. Some corrupt official signed a $50 million contract to give the Venezuelans Bono Beef. I swear, it's in the paper. A $50 million contract to give them Bono Beef on top of all the other food that we're giving. Devin, are you back, buddy?
I am. Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, I'll shut up now.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's okay, Devin. Real quick, I wanted to first start off in so people can know who you are and get know a little bit about your background when it comes down to your organization. So can you explain to the audience what it is?
Sure. I'm the chair of the Southside Republican Organization, which is grassroots Republican civic and political organization here in Chicago. I founded it in 2020 when I realized that there were almost zero Republican committeemen in the 18 Black wards, majority Black wards in the city of Chicago. I've grown up my whole life in Chicago and I never saw a Republican knock at my door. And so, and then I noticed that when it came to the forefront of progressive policies, of progressive vision. We gave the country President Obama We gave the country really fair dealing. We taught everyone how to steal elections and different things like. And so, you know, Planned Parenthood has a huge presence here in Chicago. So when I saw all these different progressive policies and organizations, I realized why do we not have a conservative machine in the way that we have a progressive Democrat machine? And so I began that, started organizing over the past 4 years in four of the wards that we focused on, 16, 17, 18, and 21. We saw 56% increase in voters. In my ward, the 18th ward, 115% increase in Republican voters. And in the 21st ward, which is the most majority Black ward in the city of Chicago, we saw a 215% increase in the amount of people coming out. And that's very significant because in the 21st ward, you're talking about almost 99% African American. So for, uh-huh. for that to happen, it just shows that if we are on the ground working, we can change the trajectory, starting first with hearts and minds to voting habits.
So and our website is
Go
ahead. What is the website?
SouthsideGOP.org, and on all social media, SouthsideGOP.
Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about, you know, you're out there and you're knocking and different things, what is it that you're actually doing? And I want to know, what is it that the individual is actually saying? Are they looking to just become Republican, or are they looking to just vote for Trump?
People, that's a really good question. I'm glad you asked. That's a good question. For the most part, people are looking to vote for Trump. I mean, unfortunately, the Republican Party in Illinois hasn't been the greatest. Terry could tell that. As I told you, I'm 38. And so I never, other than me knocking on my own door to tell my mom and different people, you know, we got to stop, we got to come up out of this. There was no apparatus. And so a lot of times when you hear people give those stereotypes about Republicans, that they're old white men, they're rich people, they do this stuff over here. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that sometimes is the Republican apparatus. Now, I'm not trying to attack the party. But I'm just saying that's the reality of what's going on out here.
Tell her the truth.
So,
you're awful.
Yeah. So look, so the issue then becomes that Donald Trump is the only person who says things, who puts his words into policy. We have seen it demonstrated. And so that's why they're saying Donald Trump. Now, with that, the party would do well to then provide candidates that put their words where the policy is going to be. So not just saying things like restoration or turn Chicago red or all of these slogans, but if you're running for state rep, you need to be talking about what you're going to do to change Illinois or whatever state you're in from a sanctuary state to an America, to a state that's really a part of the United States. You need to talk about how you're going to lower taxes, how you're going to take this demonic sexualization out of the public school system. And so if you can't speak to those things and it's just hashtags and slogans and, you know, all this other stuff riding the coattails of Donald Trump, we're not looking for that type of stuff. So exactly. He's put exactly. his words into policy. We're looking for Republicans to do the same. And in this organization that you see up there, Southside Republicans, that's what we do. We are looking for community based grassroots candidates that love neighborhood. Our slogan is fix where we live. And that's why, because we literally want to fix where we live. We want to end sanctuary city policies, especially when Black people in Chicago have no sanctuary. We have to pay all the taxes. We are completely up under the thumb of the law here. We're the most prosecuted. We're always at the bottom of something and only at the top when it's bad. And then you welcome 40,000 new people to the city and give them our generational wealth, our home equity, our sales taxes, our gas taxes. Yeah. They get provided with an educational system built on the backs of us. And there should be no question as to why Chicago is in upheaval right now. And why the headquarters of the Democratic machine, which is Chicago, is scared, terrified.
Go ahead, Terry.
Jump on what Devin just said. I was interviewing some of the homeless African-American folks in a couple different camps. There was one location, they were a block away from these warming buses. And this one African-American guy told me when we had the deep freeze in January, they tried to get on the bus. There was 10 buses sitting there running 24/7. The Chicago cops wouldn't let them on the bus. And some of this guy, he said he had five friends that lost fingers and toes. Another guy said he's been waiting 3 years, another one 1 year, for Chicago Housing Authority. Well, they're putting these people up in hotels before our very own people that are living on the streets.
That's so sick. That is so sick. But guess what? It's deliberate. I believe that American citizens, especially Black American citizens, are being replaced by illegal aliens deliberately. This is a deliberate attempt because Black people are waking up to the hoopla that the Democrat Party have been lying and telling them for years, for decades, especially when I look at the communities. Now, I know you are Italian, Terry, okay? But I have to speak to the Black community right now, okay? And then that spreads to all communities, okay? But it's something about the Black community where the Democrat Party have had this hope on the Black community where they dumb us down, make us feel like we're too dumb to have an ID so we can get out and vote. They get all of these projects in the honor of Black folks, and then they take and put our behinds in projects, treat us like a project, and then allocate money to the project that never reaches the people. Now, when we talk about the Republican Party, no, I'm not here to scold the Republican Party per se, but as far as I am concerned, the Republican Party is just like the Democrats. Mm-hmm. They're one dirty bird with two corrupt wings. Both sides are corrupt, and all I can do is just call them right on out. I had to switch to Republican in order to vote for Donald J. Trump. And down my party line, I will be voting Republican, all right? Now, when I look at down my party line, I got to vote for the Lisa of the two evils, and I will vote Republican. All right. But for my president, it's going to be for President Donald J. Trump, because now we get to see how it was under a Donald Trump America versus a Joe Biden's nightmare. People are suffering, okay, with what we see going on in our country. Now, when you talk about these sanctuary cities, I continuously tell people that sanctuaries are for birds, okay? Sanctuaries are for churches. Sanctuaries are not for these criminals, all right? And people have to wake up to the fact that you are being used. Now, to find money out of thin air to house and take care of these individuals who are not supposed to be in our country, and then to look away for the individuals that's been there for the community in the community and been lied to by your representatives there, like your mayor Johnson. He is a Black liar. Just have to call his ass right on out. He's a Black liar. I listened to him, and he tried to blame Republicans for his sanctuary city that he have there. Listen, this stuff can be shut down, y'all, but they continuously allow it. Why? I believe that there's money laundering going on. They can care less about your livelihood, all right? You have empty buildings up there where you have people within the Black community especially that's been trying to get it there for centers and different things for their loved ones, for their children and so forth. Now, all of a sudden, no, we just gonna house these individuals that's not there, that's not supposed to be here in our country. It is a crime to aid and abet an illegal alien. Title 8, code 1324 clearly states It's illegal to aid and abet an alien. When you're putting these people in our hotels, when you're putting them in our children's schools, you are aiding and abetting these illegal aliens. When you're telling the citizens, if you got a spare room, can you house somebody, we'll pay you $500. You are aiding and abetting an illegal alien, and you're making your citizens an accessory to that particular crime. So it is very disturbing with what I see happening there in Chicago, even right there in New York. And now let's talk about these work permits. Do you all know, by any chance, know how many people there in Chicago is unemployed?
Well, real quick, is just this week, Brandon Johnson, Devin, you probably saw it on Fox News. He told Biden that he's ready to accept another 500,000 to 750,000 illegals and give them work permits. Just look it up. You know, and I went to the Home Depots by them. There's dozens of them standing by each exit. I filmed them, right? I'm like, and they got signs up. And I'm like, they have a translator on their phone. I said, you got work permits? Oh, no. You know, no. And they do it on the phone. But we're housing them. We're paying for their food, clothing. And then they want to go and work for cash.
Right. And they haven't put no cash into our system. They have not worked to put any money into our welfare systems. But the money, as we as the taxpayers, that we put into the system, that money is going to them. And like Devin just said about our generational wealth, what about our generational wealth? Okay, you got Black people out here marching, talking about we need reparations, we need reparations. No, we need our generational wealth. We need a blueprint to our generational wealth, not to have our generational wealth given to individuals that don't even belong here in our country. This is crazy. Now, real quick, let's talk about this. The Devin, did you find that number for me about the?
I did. So I don't have the exact number, but I know that 80% of 16 to 19 year olds in the city of Chicago are unemployed, and then our long term unemployment rate is about 7.57%. So easily, if you're talking about 40,000 migrants, that's what we have here. Is that number is 40,000. So let's do a couple of numbers. The average city council district or ward, that's where we elect city councilmen, is 56,000 people. So I live in a majority Black ward. So I told you there's only 18. Actually, now there's only 17 majority. Since redistricting, there's only 17 majority Black wards, each one with 56,000 people. You're talking about that we have welcomed an entirely new demographic of 40,000 people, and that number is continuing to grow up. So by this year's end, we should have an entire ward of undocumented people on top of the already 480,000 undocumented, right? That's the word they use, undocumented, illegal migrants present in the state of Illinois. We welcome something like 50,000 undocumented or asylum seeking Ukrainians. We have always had a high number of illegal residents in the city of Chicago, from the Polish to you could name almost any ethnic group. We just take them all in illegally. So as I just told you, they have already replaced with this 40,000. By year's end, they should have already replaced one entire Black ward, one entire voting jurisdiction with this group of people. And they don't know our culture, right? They don't know the history of the United States. They are not going to take into consideration the civil rights movement. They're not going to take into consideration the struggles of Black people and how we have brought freedom, not just to Black people, but to everybody in this country. They don't know any of that. What they're going to know is Section 8. They're going to know welfare. They're going to know us providing our hard-earned money to take care of them. So we have created a permanent underclass with them. We have completely wiped out Black people, created them as a permanent underclass that will always be dependent and vote based on that dependency, which means the destruction of America, because the Constitution does not uphold this type of nonsense. It is unconstitutional. Right. It's ungodly. because it says if a man don't work, a man don't eat, right?
Don't
it
eat.
Says be the
right.
head and not the tail, be the lender yeah. and not the borrower. So right. all of this is out of whack, not only with scripture, but it's out of whack with the founding principles of the state of Illinois and the United States of America. So this is just terrible. And then they're going to let their, yeah.
The sad thing is that Black people are being sold out by other Blacks. See, we've been yes. taught that it's the white man, blame the white man. But when you look at these different cities, especially these big cities like Baltimore, these different cities are being ran by Black people, okay? The mayor, you know, they're being ran by Black people, but they tell you to blame the white man and you're being sold out. Because Johnson, last I looked at him, he's straight Black, right? Okay?
Let me say something real quick. He takes his cues from progressive white people and progressive white Hispanics, unfortunately. So it's almost like they've created this strange cabal together, and they give the illusion that there is Black empowerment, but it's actually the destruction of the community. And God forbid that you decide, I see what you guys are doing. They work tooth and nail to try to destroy everything that you are. You better not have a city job or receive any type of government contract or ever receive any type of government help. I remember when they used to replace elderly people's porches and stuff like that. They had this fund that they had created. If you don't pull a Democrat ballot in that primary, they will end all of that. They will make you pay it back. They'll find out some way to create death, poverty, and destruction in your life if you walk away from it.
So Devin, as I look at you guys, since you didn't vote for Biden, you don't look Black to me. I think you guys, that's a joke. You know, it's like, you know, but making fun of Mr. Biden.
One thing that they love to do is use a Black person as the puppet, as the face of it all in front of the Black community, all right? And behind there's somebody with deep pockets that's pulling that puppet string. But I'm just grateful now to see Black people starting to wake up. It took you being replaced. It took people, strange flesh infiltrating your community that's not supposed to be there for people to wake up. And that's what I am so happy that people are speaking out finally. See, when me and my sister first came on the scene back in 2015, we was called coons, Uncle Tom, sellouts, you done sold out the Black race, all of this different stuff, okay? But now the people that spoke that stuff to us are sitting back like, wait a minute, we need Trump back. Because under Trump, we had money in our pockets. We was not in all of these doggone wars. You know, Trump did a lot of different things for the Black community. Now, Jim Crow Joe Biden have lied to you. Like he said, if you don't vote for me, then you ain't Black, right? Uh-huh. And then he also took, and if you look at Biden's policy, when he promised different things, especially to the Black community, which is the Democrats, one of their main strongholds, what he did is he gave money to the aging community. All right. Black people still ain't got no money. He gave it to the aging community. But for Black people, he gave you crack pipes. He gave you lip balms and a smoke kit. That's what he gave to you. He gave you the 1994 crime bill, of course. All right. He hadn't did absolutely nothing for the Black community, for the white community, for the beige community, the brown, the yellow, the green. He's done absolutely nothing but destroyed our way of living. Now, when you talk about President Donald J. Trump and you talk about the Black Americans, criminal justice reform, opportunity zones, President Trump, the lowest Black unemployment in U.S. history. Okay? We had jobs. Now, from my understanding, they said all of the jobs that's been created under Jim Crow Joe Biden, that all of those jobs have gone to foreigners or illegal aliens. All right? Nothing to American citizens, you all. Nothing to American citizens. This is disgusting. More money to HBCUs. President Trump have given to HBCUs, to his historically black colleges. More money to HBCUs than the so-called black President Obama. All right? President Trump, school choice. President Trump closed the border, put policies in place, all right? Because he wanted us to be first at the American dream before somebody that wasn't even here, born on this soil, just come over here and just take advantage of the American dream. He closed the border, but Jim Crow Joe Biden is the one that got there and opened back up the borders by removing President Trump's policies. President Trump wanted to give $500 billion to be invested within the community. $500 billion to be invested within the black community. Jim Crow Joe Biden, what have he done? Just taking our tax dollars, taking money, printing money, and just giving it away to people that's not even supposed to be here in our country. So when they want to talk about racist, Joe Biden is the biggest racist that ever walked the face of this earth. He is a dog on racist in my book. That's right. Now, I need to know your thoughts about this right here. What are your thoughts about the way that you see the Democrat Party and the deep state snake Republicans prosecuting and persecuting President Donald J. Trump? What are your thoughts about that, Terry?
Oh, my God. It's awful. It's kind of scary. I mean, I was on a domestic terrorist watch list from the Biden administration. So I thank God to Matt Gaetz, I got off that list. And Devin knows now we had the local sheriff here come after me, a Republican, sent state police to my house because I called him out for taking Democratic money from teachers unions and then supporting the Democrats, the Republicans. They showed up. He said, I'm going to, you know, come after them. So I'm concerned for our country, because if they could do it to Donald Trump, and they're doing it to me, they'll do it to any one of us, right? They're trying to destroy our country and separate us and have us fight and argue. And it's not just, you know, it's Americans betraying Americans on the macro scale, the whole country. It's American politicians and businessmen betraying all of us, all races, all of us. And we got to come together. We have to come together as a team to fight to save our country for our kids, grandchildren, and Americans.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, we are Americans. It's supposed to be Americans first. Okay, not illegal aliens. We are Americans at the end of the day. I don't care if you're black, white, pinstripe, polka dot, or plaid. That's how it is supposed to be here. That's what it's supposed to be like. Is Devin back? I wanted to ask him about voter suppression, because I feel like my vote is being suppressed whenever they're trying to keep the person that I want to vote for off of the ballot. It is ridiculous. So while they're getting Devin together, I don't know if Devin is, while they get him together, Terry, what are your thoughts about them trying to even keep President Trump's off of the ballots? What are your thoughts about that?
So again, thank God the Supreme Court did what they did. Just so you know, because it's been a while since I've been on your show, there was only one state in the United States that had tried to keep Biden off the ballot. That was me. So I went to court. I went to court here in Illinois. We had CNN, all these cables there and stuff. And of course, the Illinois Democrats said that. So we said we used Amendment 14, Section 3, just like they used for President Trump for insurrection. And we said, just what we were talking about earlier, he provided comfort and aid to our enemies. He disobeyed the Supreme Court leaving Mexico. Yeah. He sued Texas, saying it wouldn't let him protect the border. He left all those weapons for the Taliban, right? And so what are the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans tell us? Oh, what you're saying is fake. It's politically motivated. Well, I'm like, well, they had the guys against Trump sitting right next to us. We went back to back. Uh-huh. And they used that fake congressional hearing as evidence that Donald Trump was involved in an insurrection. I'm sitting there being quiet. I'm like, I was down there, but Donald Trump didn't tell any of us to create an insurrection. That's a lie. I had to sit there and listen to that. And they're doing it to a very powerful man, and they're doing it to us from both sides now. Both sides. That's why we got to come together.
That's right. And see, you're absolutely right. When they love to talk about an insurrection, But see, I was there whenever President Trump, on his inauguration day back in 2017, my sister and I was there. And that's when the real insurrection was taking place, that they was beating out the windows, beating out the car windows, fighting. It was treacherous that our security detail had to take us all around the city, all the way around the city, just to get back to the hotel. We couldn't even go through the city to get to where we needed to go. It was a disgrace. But if a real true insurrection took place January the 6th, like they want to say that it did, then why is Biden in the White House?
Yeah. So if let me tell you something here. I want you to keep on your radar. The DNC convention in the city of Chicago. You got the anarchists and stuff. So you see the name of my podcast is Behind Enemy Lines. Chicago Antifa anarchists started called Behind-Enemy-Lines, and they're going to create riots and stuff. You look it up, it's on. They're going to create riots. They're telling people to go on the trains, the L's, to create violence, to confront the police. It's out there now. It's starting to come up in some of the medias. Then you have all the African-Americans that are going to show up that are upset with Biden. And all the it's going to be crazy. These anarchists are already saying that they want to make 2024 greater than 1968 riots at the DNC. It's going to
and they're creating crazy. They are the ones that's creating it too. And I don't, fault all of the individuals, the black people that's out there going against the DNC. The DNC haven't done absolutely nothing for them, but basically embarrassed them is exactly what they did. But when you talk about trying to keep the person of my choice, the same people that walks the street talk about voter suppression. Oh, our votes are not being counted. Oh, we need an ID in order. We don't need no ID. Don't let them have no ID. The same people that's out there that's spewing that are the same ones that's trying to keep the person off of the ballot to keep me from voting for them. So that's a violation of my civil rights.
So Silk, they don't even need, so, you know, we're all worried about them. And like Illinois, they're giving them driver's license, right? Everybody's saying, well, oh, wow, they're going to let them vote legally. They don't even have to vote. The next census, they're pumping all these people into the blue states, right? The smart people are leaving. Unfortunately, guys like me and Devin are stuck here for a while. But, you know, the smart people are leaving and they're pumping these illegals. So when they do the next census, these illegals don't even have to vote. They're going to have all these congressional seats. We're never going to win it back. So they don't even have to vote.
That's the undercover thing that's going on. They don't care about putting these illegal aliens in your communities, you all. They're looking for the bodies to be there so that they can count them in the census. And the more bodies that's there, the more representatives that they feel that it's going to be needed to represent these illegal aliens. And this is so wrong for our country. And once again, that's why I asked the question, where the hell are Republican Congress at fighting against this? Instead, they're sitting right there going along with this. But that's what the plans are, okay? So that because we're, you know, it's the Electoral College votes. You need 270 Electoral College in order to be the president. So that's how they're going to try to get those numbers up there. Real quick, Devin, thank you so much for getting back. I want to talk real quick about voter suppression. Do people feel like voter suppression is occurring right there in the state of city of Chicago, especially since they're trying to keep President Trump off the ballots and they're trying to prosecute and persecute him?
I think with that did kind of strike people a little bit strange. I don't think you're going to see a lot of voter suppression. I think what they're going to try to do is depress the vote, if that makes sense. You know, demoralize people to the point with it where they don't, where they actually don't show up, give a lot of confusing messages and different things like that. Of course, you mentioned earlier about how Brandon Johnson blamed Republicans for the failure of that Bring Chicago Home fake homeless tax that was really just $100 million. For migrant services, they're going to do stuff like that. And I apologize about my technical difficulties. I don't know what you prayed about before you started this show, but the devil is like, knocking out everything that I get on with. So I'm gonna blame you and God, okay? But I think that's what you're gonna see.
Uh-huh. We got you now, baby. We got you now. One thing that the devil absolutely hates is when we go against this narrative. They hated to see two black people who were down with politics. They hated for my sister and I to be going against their Democrat narrative. They did not like that at all. So that's when you talk about voter depression, you are absolutely positively right. They're gonna make it seem like you're so wrong for going out. And then when it be like, oh, he's a racist, I continue to tell you, President Donald J. Trump is not a racist. He's a realist. And the only color he sees is green. And he wants everybody to have some of it. Okay? That's just who President Donald J. Trump is. He wants everybody to have some money in their pockets. He wants them to have jobs. And he wants our jobs going to American citizens, not to illegal aliens. I understand we have asylum seekers. I understand we have people that's migrating here. But when you get in line and you wait your turn, then you're migrating here legally. When you just cross our border illegally, we don't know who you are. Guess what? You are an illegal alien. Okay. Now I'm getting word from Homeland Security, FBI, I believe, or CIA, that to be under a watch for a terrorist attack, warning us about a terrorist attack. Well, fool, if you allow terrorists to come into our country illegally, what do you expect to happen? Huh? They're not going to just come over here and say, cool, my God.
If we have multinational gangs here, that is a terrorist organization. So what else do you think is going to happen? At this point, you know, I know we have people who want to legally migrate over here, but the way that American citizens are tore up from the floor, if we have 60,000 legal American citizens and residents who are homeless in Chicago, I just don't think we can take in anybody else until we fix those people. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah.
We just can't do it. We got our own house.
Right.
We got to take care of our own house. Charity starts at home. Okay? And that's what we got to do. Listen, that's SouthsideGOP.org. SouthsideGOP.org. Terry, how can people follow you?
Look me up on Twitter at Terry Newsom with the E. I'm not like Gavin Newsom. I'm Terry Newsom. NEWSOME 357.
That's right.
At Terry Newsom 357.
All right. Devin, how can people follow you?
I'm at Devio, DEVIO on Twitter, and Southside GOP on all social media. And then again, that's SouthsideGOP.org or TurnChicagoRed.org.
I love it. Thank you all for being on the show. I truly appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, you all. Once again, at SouthsideGOP.org. Don't forget, every day at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we stop what we're doing and we pray. I pray for you. You pray for me. We pray for each other. Prayer changes things, you all. Be sure to pray for President Donald J. Trump and his family. And pray for God to heal.
Care barriers, to save you time and money. Mm-hmm. Go to gravecare.com. Use promo code Trump1 to sign up for your first bundle. If you're having problems when it comes to these hospitals, when it comes to these doctors, it's not just about the pandemic. It can be about anything. Gravecare.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. Also, don't forget about the Hypochlorous Body Spray.
Yes.
If you want to keep pathogens, viruses, and bacteria at bay, go to cbspray.com and get your hypochlorous spray. If you haven't gotten your potassium iodine, if you need hydroxychloroquine, or if you need ivermectin, go to drstellamd.com.
Yes.
And we've been talking about the circulatory system or how it affects and impact everything. Go over there to the Dr. Artist Show mm-hmm. and pick up you something for that. Everything, use promo code Trump1. Now listen, I know with everything I said, I don't want you to get a little hasty, but mm-hmm. I want you to go over there and get you some tasty at mystore.com. Get the My Coffee, the pods. They are available. Even get you a nice coffee cup. You can get that at mystore.com. Use promo code Trump1 mm-hmm. to receive a discount. That's mystore.com.
Right. I say the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake with my coffee.
I love it, y'all. I love it. So make sure. Also, don't forget about mypillow.com.
Yes.
Use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase over there. Don't forget about our book, UprisingMyStore.com. Promo code Trump1. Don't forget about our bumper sticker and our t-shirt.
Yes.
It took 2,000 mules to install one jackass. Mm-hmm. DiamondandSoup.com. Use promo code Trump1 as well.
Yeah.